This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. In Jammu and Kashmir, many tourists were injured and several other reportedly killed after unidentified terrorists attacked a group of tourists in Pehelgam of Kashmir's Anantnag district. Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Umar Abdullah has said the death toll is still being ascertained and will be officially conveyed as the situation becomes clearer. The injured have been admitted to the district medical facility. A joint search operation has been launched by the Indian Army and J&K police in the general area of Baisaran, Pahalgam, Anantnag. J&K government has set up round-the-clock emergency help desk for tourists in Srinagar and Anantnag. The emergency control room number at Srinagar is 0194-245-7543, 0194-248-3651. And ADC Srinagar's helpline number is 700-6058-623. The District Administration Anantnag Control Room helpline number is 0193-2222-337, 7780-88-5759, 9697982527, and 600-6365245. Union Home Minister Mr. Amit Shah has since reached Srinagar. The Home Minister held a high-level review meeting with senior officials. Mr. Shah is scheduled to visit the site of the terrorist attack along with Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha. Mr. Shah is also expected to interact with eyewitnesses and visit the hospitals where the injured are being treated. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has cut short his state visit to Saudi Arabia. The Prime Minister was originally expected to return tonight. More from our correspondent.
Despite the shortened trip, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia resulted in several key outcomes. Four important agreements were signed during the bilateral engagements. These include a memorandum of understanding between the Saudi Space Agency and India's Department of Space, another on healthcare cooperation between Saudi Ministry of Health and India's Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, a pact between Saudi Arabian Anti-Doping Committee and India's National Anti-Doping Agency, and a postal cooperation agreement between Saudi Post and India Post. The bilateral discussions were described as fruitful, substantive, and forward-looking. The two leaders reviewed full spectrum of cooperation covering energy, defense, trade, investment, technology, culture, and people-to-people exchanges. Progress on the India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor was also discussed, with both sides reaffirming their shared vision and commitment to accelerating the work on the initiative. A significant outcome of the visit was the expansion of the Strategic Partnership Council from 2 to 4 committees, underscoring the growing depth of bilateral ties. Vinod Kumar, Akashvani News, Jeddah.
Leaders across the globe have condemned yesterday's terrorist attack in Jammu and Kashmir. US President Donald Trump has extended full support and deepest sympathies to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the people of India. He wrote on Truth Social that the news from Kashmir is deeply disturbing, adding that the US stands strong with India against terrorism. Mr. Trump prayed for the souls of those who lost lives and for the recovery of the injured. Russian President Vladimir Putin extended his condolences to President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the killing of several tourists in the Pahalgam terrorist attack. He said the brutal crime has no justification whatsoever. He hoped that the organizers and perpetrators of the attack will face a deserved punishment. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Valley Business and Travel Trade bodies have announced a Kashmir Band today in protest of the barbaric killing of tourists in Pahalgam. In Jammu region, the Band has also been called by business bodies in cross-section of the society. People from multiple areas across Jammu and Kashmir organise candlelight protests. Union Public Service Commission, UPSC, has announced the final results of its Civil Services Exam 2024. The UPSC has recommended a total number of 1,009 candidates for appointment with 725 men and 284 women. The top 25 candidates comprise 11 women and 14 men, with the top 5 candidates comprising 3 women and 2 men. Shakti Dubey has secured the first position in the Civil Services Examination 2024. In IPL T20 cricket, chasing a target 160 runs, Delhi Capitals defeated host Lucknow Super Giants by 8 wickets at Ekanna Stadium in Lucknow last night. Today, Sunrisers Hyderabad will clash with Mumbai Indians in Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium, Hyderabad at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.